Chodesh Tov, and welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause per day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 30th day of the month of Nisan, today's Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and the 15th day of the Omer. Today is day 570, with so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yisrael Kiner of Beth Jacob Congregation in Irvine, California, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. This is very exciting because I'm actually sitting together with Rabbi Kiner. This doesn't happen very frequently on the Daily Tehillim call, but I'm sitting together with Rabbi Kiner. We are at a rabbinic conference together, and I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to sit with him and to do the call live. Rabbi Kiner will share words of Divrei Chizuk, and it will then be followed by him reciting our five daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Kiner will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the hostages, for the Shvuim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, where he will pause to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the Daily Tehillim Call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. I announce it every day, and each day people keep signing up, so I'm going to keep announcing it, especially yesterday. We had a number of people who have signed up, so welcome all those who are joining us for the first time. Why should you sign up for the email? Well, one good reason is you get a sneak peek as to who's going to be the speaker that day. But another reason is, especially this week, I believe now we are in the final week of voting for the World Zionist Congress. There is a link in the daily email to vote. And we, the OU, together in partnership with Mizrahi, Yeshiva University, the RCA, the National Council of Young Israel, amongst many other, Turo, Amit, many other prominent organizations, all represented on Slate 5. And we are talking about billions and billions and billions, with a B, of dollars that can make a tremendous difference in Eretz Israel, in Israel, as well as here in America. So I know you've heard me say this each and every day for the last 2 months, but if you have yet to vote, please, it takes 5 minutes, it's $5, but it's a difference of billions of dollars, and anyone here in America, 18 and older, is eligible to vote. So if you have yet to do so, please do so, and you can sign up to get that link at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Kiner.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Naftali, and it's a pleasure to be able to thank you in person this time. Thank you. As we read through the different parshiyot, the Torah readings these weeks, we're struck by something that seems so bizarre. Shemot, the end of Shemot, was the instructions as to how to build the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and the actual building of the tabernacle, and it concluded with Hashem's presence, the Shechina, filling that tabernacle. Of course, then we go into Vayikra, which is what we need to do in that tabernacle. And the first parshiot all dealt with the different karbanot, the sacrifices that were brought, how they are brought, and then, of course, the ordination of the Kohanim, and finally, the consecration of the Mishkan itself. It's all flowing very, very beautifully and very smoothly. And then all of a sudden, we jump to, and these are the animals that you can eat, the animals that you can't eat, and the birds, and the fish. And then this week's parsha, we begin with post-childbirth laws, and it just seems jarring. It seems so incongruous. How have we gone from the sanctuary, and we just jump right into kashrut, eating laws, and also post-childbirth. So we know that Shabbat and Mishkan are always linked very intimately throughout the Torah. The Torah always puts together Shabbat and Mishkan. And the two of them are very, very closely linked, besides all of the laws that emanate from the building of the Mishkan, translating into the 39 creative acts that we can't do, acts of creation that we can't do on Shabbat, the 39 malachot. But creation, Shabbat is of course all about creation. Creation was Hashem forming, creating a place for us in His world. And Mishkan is us carving out a place for God in our world. That is the symmetry, the two sides of the same coin that we have. God carved out a space for us in His world, which is called the Chalal, that space where His presence will not be overwhelming. And that's the world in which we live in, that's creation. And we, in turn, create Mishkan. We carve out a place for Hashem in our world. And of course, the very first of the commandments after creation was the trees, or the fruits of the trees from which Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve, could and could not eat. So we do have that symmetry that by God's creation, it's followed by the laws of eating, and by our creation, it's followed by the laws of eating. But what is the connection? Nutrition and reproduction are the two drives that every living thing tries to fulfill. Every leaf tries to angle itself to get the most sunlight for its photosynthesis. And of course, every plant drops the seeds in order for reproduction. An ant is concerned about nutrition and reproduction. A whale is concerned about nutrition and reproduction. These are the two driving forces of everything that is alive. Interestingly, Rav Hirsch explains that that is at the core of the prohibition of basar v'chalav, of milk and meat, not mixing the two. And he explains that plants, as we said, they're all about nutrition and reproduction. Along comes the animal kingdom. And what do? They now have the ability to move. They're mobile. And they use that mobility in order to gain nutrition and in order to reproduce. And he says that if we were to choose one item that best represents nutrition and reproduction, that would be chalav, milk. Milk which gives nutrition soon after the birth of at least a mammal. And therefore, milk represents nutrition and reproduction. Movement, that which the animals can do, is only based on muscle movement. And that's what basar is. That's what the meat is. And therefore, we separate the two, he says, to show that the animal kingdom, they have their muscle, they have their ability to move, but they only use that for nutrition and reproduction. We human beings who have our heightened understanding, morality, that mental ability and spiritual ability, we can't allow ourselves to only use that for reproduction and nutrition. And therefore we have that separation as a constant reminder to us. But these two drives are the most powerful drives that even human beings have. And that is eating and reproduction. And there are certain societies, or Sachs writes, certain societies which go off on either end. You have those that are completely devoted to eating. Think of the Roman vomitoriums where they would eat until they were sick and vomit and then wipe off their mouths and continue eating, and also very into all the sexual pleasures. And then we have the other extreme, we have the ascetic societies where they limit any intimacy, any physical intimacy, and they limit, or they rule that out actually, and they limit their food intake. One is emphasizing the body, the other is emphasizing the soul. Judaism is all about body and soul. Judaism is all about that integration. And therefore, that which other societies consider to be, other great religion consider to be things that are only allowances or are prohibited, we view that as kadosh, as holiness. Right? Catholicism views marriage as an allowance for those who are weak-willed, and we call our marriage kedushin, which means holiness. Hariat mikudeshetli, you are sanctified to me, you are betrothed to me. Islam rules out any alcoholic beverages. We make kiddush every Friday night. We sanctify. We take this world, involve ourselves in this world, and we transform it into the holiness by having the parameters. We eat, of course, and Judaism is all about a lot of eating, but we make a bracha beforehand. We make a blessing afterwards. And of course, there are restrictions on that which we can and cannot eat. And by doing that, we elevate that. And of course, marriage is of the greatest, of the greatest, greatest holiness. Therefore, right after we're learning about this mikdash, we speak about food and childbirth, because that is not a disconnected tangent at all. That is the very definition of Jewish holiness. And that's the way that we turn our homes, our bodies, and our lives into a Mishkan itself. We will now say Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lanatseyach Mizmor LeDavid Yan Chadinar Biyom Sarah Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Lo'olasecha Yidash Nesela Yitein Lecha Chilva Vecha V'chol Atzascha Yimalei Meranana Vishu Asecha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Atayadati Kiyoshi Adonai Mishicho Ya'anehu Mishamei Kadsho Bigvuros Yishar Yimino Elev Arechev Ve'elev Asusim V'anachlu V'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Hema Karu V'nafalu V'anachlu Kamnu V'nisodad Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yaneinu V'yom Karenu. We now state the Hillel Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echsar Binos Deshe Yaviteini Amei Menuchos Yenhaleini Nafshi Yishovev Yancheini V'magalei Tzedek L'man Shemo Gam Ki Eilech B'gei Tzomaves Lo Ira Ra Ki Ata Imadi Shivtucha U'mishantecha Heima Yenachamuni Taroch L'fanai Shulchan Neged Tzorurai Yishanta V'ashem En Roshi Kosi Yurvaya Achtov V'chesed Yudifuni Kol Yemei Chayai V'shavti B'veis Adonai La'orech Yamim. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shielam Alos Esrainai El Harim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim Ba'aret Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shomerecha Hinei Lo Yanum V'lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomrecha Adonai Tzilcha Al Yad Yeminecha Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka V'yareyach Balayla Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Tzeisko V'echa Me'ata V'yad Olam Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shihamalos Mimamakim Karasicha Adonai Adonai Shema V'koli Tien Aznecha Kashuvos V'kol Tachanunai Imavonos Tishmor Ya Adonai Mi Yamod Ki Imcha Slicha Lama'an Tivarei Kivisi Adonai Kivisa Nafshi Tehillim Kuf Mem Bet, Psalm 142. Maskil David, Biosov Amaras Shetila, Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Eschanan, Eshbot Lepanav Sichi Tzarasi, Lepanav Agid, Bisatef Alai Ruchi, Batayadata Nesivasi, Ba'orev Zu Alech Tamnu Fachli, Habet Yamin Ure'ei, Ve'ein Limakir, Avar Manos Mimeni, Ein Doresh Manapshi, Zorachti Eilecha Adonai Amarti, Ata machsi chelki, v'eret hachayim, hakshiva el rinasi, kidalosi ma'od, hatzileni mirodfai, ki amitsu mineni, hotziya mimaske nafshi lodos eshemecha, v'yachtiru tzadikim, ki sigmol alai. Saying now Achenu, both first in Hebrew, then in English. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batsaru vashivya haondim bein bayam uvein bayavasha makom yirachem aleihem viyotziyem mitzara lirvacha meafela laora umishibu livuula hashtabad ala vizman kariv vinomar amen. As for our brethren of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us all say Amen. Asena the Mishaberach, the prayer for the IDF. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Abraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech, Es Chayalei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael, Lanshei Kochos HaBitachon, Ha'omdim al mishmar arzenu, va'arei Eloheinu, migvul ha'levanon, va'ad midbar mitzrayim, minayam agadol, ha'levoha arava, u'bechol makom shehen, v'yabasha, v'avir u'vayam, yitain adonai yisraveinu, ha'kemim aleinu, nigafim v'tnehem, ha'kadosh baruch hu yishmor, v'yatzios chayelin mikol tzara v'tzuka, u'mikol nega u'machala, v'yishlach v'racha v'atzlacha b'chol, Masa Yidehem, Yadber, Sonenu Tachtehem, Viatrain, Bekesa Yeshua, Uva Teres Nitzachon, Vikriam Behem Akasub, Ki Adonai, Eloheichem, Haolech Imachem, Lilachem Rachem, Im Oivechem, Loshia Eschem, Vinomar, Amen. We'll make the special Mishaberach for those who are still being held in captivity. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham, Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe, the Aaron, Zavra Shlomo, Yivarech, the Yishmor, the Yinsor, if Nedre, Tzva, the Nali, Israel, Ushuyav, if Koachenu, Hanesuna, the Tzara, the Shivya, Vavor, Shikola, Kahala, Kadosh, Hazan, Yisbalel, Vavoram, Hakadosh, Parachim, Alei, Rachamim, Aleihem, the Otsien, the Choshech, the Tzalmaves, Umosro, Sehem, Yenate, Umi Mitsuko, Sehem, Yoshien, Vishivein Meheirah L'cheit Mishpachosehem Yodu L'Adonai Chasdo V'nifl Osav Me'adam V'kriyam Behem Nekwashak Asurub Uftiye Adonai Yishuvun Uvo'u Tzion Verina V'simchas Olam Al-Rosham Tason V'simcha Yasigu V'nasu Yagon V'anacha V'nomar Amen. Lastly, when we'll make the Mishberach V'cholim, I will pause and all should then insert, mention the names of your loved ones. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron Dov L'Shlomo Yivarech Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malei Rachamim Aleihem L'Hachlimam U'L'Rabam L'Chazkam U'L'Achiyosam Yishal Lahem Meheira Rufua Shalema Min HaShemayim L'Chol Yivim L'Chol Yideyem B'Sof Sh'Achol Yisrael Rufuas HaNefesh Nefesh Rufuas HaGuf Hashtu V'Adala V'Zman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Steiner. So great to be with you here in person. We'll be able to do it together many, many times here in Atlanta, where we are at the moment, and we have a number of callers in the Atlanta area. So we're so excited to be in your neck of the woods. But Rabbi Steiner, thank you so much. Looking forward to Bezrat Hashem, please God, doing this together in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which is tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern of each day. We pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.